You know, people, I'm looking at all the uproar back and forth politically going on now because of our fairly new president. You know, some people are alarmed. Some people are terrified. Some people are enraged. Some people are unhappy. Some people are very happy. But I think what I want to address is some of the hype and maybe unwarranted fear that's being put out there. I understand that everybody has their own right, you know, to be scared, to have their opinion. I probably wouldn't call it a right, but everybody does have the option, at least, to enhance or even lie. It's just part of life. No getting rid of it. To over-exaggerate, gaslight, or to stoke fear, to antagonize. But I guess my thing is, for the most part, I'm going to be okay. Some people may deem that as being selfish or you don't care about anybody else. I would probably have to say, no, I don't. Because within the I'm going to be okay, the I and I'm includes a lot of other people other than me, the welfare and well-being of a lot of people other than me, of which I know and have direct contact with. Hard for me to care about people in Appalachia. Hard for me to care about a lot of the homeless. I only can take care what's in my circle. I got enough doing that. Actually, I got enough just thinking about me. Because I'm definitely self-centered, self-first. Make Jeffrey great again. Well, Jeffrey always been great. But, you know, I'm probably going to be okay. And I think most people are. Regardless of the drastic shift in politics, the radical or aggressive or insensitive nature, new Trump organization, Elon Musk, oligarchy, rich people control government. And they're like, this is the first time this has happened. Goddamn country was probably built by rich billionaires, oil tycoons, railroad tycoons, people who control industry. Maybe a little bit oppressive to minorities and women, but look what they built. You know, I mean, arguments can be made. You got to crack an egg to make an omelet. I get the hype. I get the worry. I get the whole, my whole Facebook page lit up with just anti-Trump, anti-Doge. You know, there's some for it. It's mostly critical and fear and some people reacting to stuff. It's just incorrect. MSNBC firing everybody and falling apart. Looks like the Democratic left is zero. I said that years ago. Well, Democratic left, I think the left and the Democrats are two different things. I kind of just lump them all into one thing. Woke people, and Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Bernie, woke ideology, all that. That's kind of a better thing. Very might not be the case. I was through with them a long time ago. Their message, what they were trying to do and how they were doing it stopped resonating with me a long time ago. And then to have Trump come with this landslide, I was happy to be validated in the whole idea of that whole political party just being worthless. It's all smoke and mirrors, nothing tangible, especially nothing I resonated with. Nothing at all. So I'm ready for a political shift, something major, something scary, something drastic. Hell, that's what the left was calling for. Now they got it. But get back kind of to the point that I was really trying to make is that I'm going to be okay. And I don't even got Jesus. I mean, all these people out there who think Trump is Satan and Trump is this and Trump is that. Don't you believe in Jesus? Ain't Jesus going to make a way? Don't you have faith in your Lord and Savior to protect you? Ain't that what the whole point of your religion is? To have security in the faith of the blood of Jesus? Don't you got that? And you worried about this little bit of bullshit a human being can do? Human beings can't touch you. You are wrapped in the blood of Jesus. I don't understand. How could my faith in whatever I have faith in have me feeling like I'm going to be okay? And you got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you scared to death of a man. And then from that point, I was thinking, I have faith that I'm going to be okay. I don't have faith in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. God's not protecting me. Quote unquote, God's not protecting me. Is that true? Say I live a pious, righteous life, which I do. I live a more Christian life than most Christians. The only thing I do is don't believe. Would God hold that against me? Do you have to believe to be under the grace of God? Creator of the universe sitting up there judging us, not on our actions or our character, but on whether we believe in him or not. See what I'm saying? So I get to the gates of heaven. You look at my resume. See the things I did, how I lived. Okay, I probably didn't do a lot of charity. I probably didn't go out of my way to help people. But I didn't lie so much. You can say that I repented and got myself together at a certain age to where I, you know, lived a very Christian-like life at a certain point. Then kind of gradually over the years where, you know, little bullshit stuff I used to do when I was young, just I grew weary of it and just stopped doing it. I don't have to break nothing no more. You know, I don't have the urge to break anything. So he ain't gonna protect me because I don't believe? Just because I didn't believe in him, I don't get in? I was thinking about that part. And that hit me as sounding something very, very man-made. Granted, it's all man-made, but that part, the believing in part, seemed like it was man-made and put in there for a sense of control. And also as a reward, like a task. I believe, therefore, I'm protected by the one true God. You have to have something to feel that you accomplished or participated in or did that will make you feel more worthy of the grace of this one true God. So all you gotta do is believe. And if I was writing a religion and I wanted to control the masses, I would put that in there. That really sounds man-made, that you have to believe. Forget about how you act and what you do to a degree. Believing gets you in. That is petty.